You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
You're listening to What's New with Wired. It's Monday, February 27th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today we're talking about the original dive watch that's getting a makeover. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Decades after wrist-worn computers made the analog dive watch an all but redundant tool, it's still one whose limits and possibilities watchmakers continue to evolve, as though functional redundancy, not to mention the limits of the human body at depth, were merely a state of mind. For instance, Rolex broke records last year with its Deep Sea Challenge, designed to work at the bottom of the ocean's deepest point, for all the use that would be, shortly after Omega had unleashed its own 6,000-meter monster, the Ultra Deep. The likes of Oris, IWC, and Blancpain have each engineered watches that use mechanical means to give depth readings beneath the waves. But with its latest underwater offering, Blancpain, the historic mark actually credited with inventing the modern dive watch in the first place, no less, has now taken a notably different tack. Its new 50 Fathoms Tech Gombessa ostensibly responds to the real-world requirements of professional saturation divers, albeit ones who likely do their diving from their own super yachts, given this piece's $28,000 price point, by focusing on duration instead of depth. A simple but intuitive 3-hour timing feature addresses the extended dive times afforded by the modern rebreather technology that's now favored. Styled in determinedly contemporary fashion in grade 23 titanium, ultra-high surgical quality rated higher than grade 5, and with the word tech adorning the dial, despite the relatively uncomplicated solution involved, it's an esoteric but arguably expedient addition to the genre of the specialist luxury dive watch. It comes as Blancpain marks the 70th anniversary of the original 50 Fathoms, the watch that set the blueprint for analog dive watches as we know them. Developed with the help of French combat divers who needed a tough, reliable underwater wristwatch, the 50 Fathoms set the agenda with its aluminous dial markings, innovative waterproof construction, and locking rotatable bezel used for marking time spent at depth. By syncing the bezel's index with the minute hand on entering the water, divers could easily visualize their dive time and manage their oxygen supplies, according to how far the hand had progressed from that point. Rolex's Submariner, developed the same year, took the same approach, but since it only made it to market the following year, Blancpain has gone down as the progenitor of what continues to be one of the most successful varied genres in watchmaking. Nevertheless, the iconic rotating bezel in its traditional format allows for just up to an hour's timing at depth. Today's technical divers can spend far longer than that underwater thanks to closed-circuit rebreather technology, the evolved scuba format that recycles breathing gases instead of dispersing them. For divers who insist on the worth of having an analog backup should the digital technology fail, as all who rely on technology know too well it can, one-hour timing doesn't cut the mustard. The 50 Fathoms Tech Gombessa, named after the Gombessa Sea Life Monitoring Project, whose leader, pioneering diver and photographer Laurent Balesta has been involved in the watch's development, extends that analog limit to 3 hours. The watch features an extra hour hand, which could be compared to a GMT hand on a travel watch. While a GMT hand rotates over 24 hours to provide a second time zone reading, the hand on the Tech Gambessa makes a 3-hour rotation against bezel markings divided into 3 1-hour sections. An important note is that this is not a stopwatch. Due to having multiple points where water ingress can occur, stopwatches generally do not like being submerged at depth. The extra hour hand itself cannot be set. It is in constant rotation. The dive timing is made by aligning the bezel with wherever the hand happens to be at the start of the dive. As a technical solution, which Blancpain has, of course, patented, it's expedient almost to the point of being lo-fi, compared to at least the conspicuous over-engineering associated with rival watches. So is the 300-meter depth rating, which, while ample for technical diving, is in fact modest within the genre of professional spec luxury dive watches. The price, on the other hand, $28,000 or £24,700, is anything but, as is the watch's visual impact. A hulking 47 millimeters in diameter, the 50 Fathoms Tech Gambessa is kept lightweight thanks to its grade 23 titanium case, which features a particularly streamlined design to integrate the strap via a single central lug arrangement. The indexes on the dial are cut from blocks of luminous material, which stands out all the more against a dial of absolute black, a material whose structure absorbs 97% of light, while the bezel inlay is formed from black ceramic. The watch, which also features a helium escape valve, a feature for saturation dive watches developed by Rolex for releasing gas trapped within the watch, at 10 o'clock on the case is powered by a brand new Blancpain movement, caliber 13P8, which boasts an admirable 5-day power reserve. Even if the tech motif featured on the dial in a somewhat jarring 80s font may be something of a misnomer, the real innovation of 50 Fathoms Tech Gambessa could be coming up with a new functionality that has genuine real-world application, however niche that may be. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, Amazon sells products meant for human consumption that contain donkey meat. A new lawsuit claims it's illegal in California. Checking in on Wired Science, in a factory on the outskirts of Glasgow, aerospace manufacturer Skyrora is building rockets for a space-bound taxi service for satellites. And on Wired Security, you apparently can't trust app developers' privacy claims on Google Play. Mozilla researchers found that apps often provide inaccurate data use disclosures, giving people a false sense of security. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.